loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Perigo's Perspective time now on RCR, and it's the morning after. Well, you'll hear about that in a moment. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm very well and quite pleased, but I know how this is being portrayed. However,
can I give you a line?
Yes.
Can I give you a line, Lindsay, from somebody I know? Having just seen Kamala Harris hand Trump's ass to him on a platter, da-da-da-da-da, on it goes. Yep. So that's how some people are seeing it. There you go.
I would say it's far too early in the morning for that sort of imagery. I mean, what a thought. But that wasn't really the case at all, but I know how it is being portrayed, and I will deal with that in a few minutes.
But a real anticipation for this one. Roger Stone said this would be the most important debate of its type in history. I hear that a lot. What do you think about that?
I think, yes, extremely important, but it's important that people go back and look at it again who may be unduly swayed by what the Marxist media maggotry are saying about it. Just go back and look at the substance and you will see Orange Man bad, landing blow after blow after blow on a substantive level where she is just doing her whining and platitudes and her woke stuff. And it's such bad acting. Her acting is so ham, but I would say it was well practiced. She'd obviously spent hours with her 20 coaches or however many there were.
Groomers.
And every little groomers, and it was all just a case of doing from memory what she'd been doing in front of them. Though there's no substance to it or to her, but superficially you could make the case that at least she held her own, but she most certainly didn't deliver his posterior on a platter to him. That's ridiculous.
On network television. And I've just seen the clips. I've been a busy boy yesterday afternoon. Were there any cackling moments, Lindsay?
No. She'd clearly been schooled not to cackle. There was actually a cackling moment, but because the mics were muted, you could only hear it dimly in the background. And actually, it wasn't a good moment for her to be cackling. And I thought, she's going to start to unravel now. But I think she quickly composed herself and got back to the persona that she'd been schooled in, which, again, is so fake. If people cannot see how fake she is by watching this, then I do despair. But I'm confident that there are still sufficient number of human beings left on Earth who can see that she's a total fraud.
I would so hope that that's true. All right, Lindsay, floor is yours. Let's go.
Thank you. Floor accepted. And so, as we've discussed, it finally happened. The deep state expected Orange Man Bad to be either dead or in jail by this time, and that their stooge, Comrade Cackling Commie Lala, wouldn't have to front in all her fatuity. But she did have to, and it wasn't pretty. Commie may not have dementia like Joe, but she is demented and vacuous. Nothing between the ears except woke bromides pumped into that black hole by her globalist masters, platitude after cliche, after bromide, after inanity, after banality, after lie. Her appearance was preceded by a series of flip-flops, steals from Trump's platform, designed to make her look like MAGA in drag, and make voters forget that she is Commie Lala. No taxes on tips, tax credits for childcare, no ban on fracking or drilling, no electric vehicle mandates, no single government-run health system. Close the border, build more wall, don't defund the police. USA, USA, USA. Fellow commie Bernie Sanders reassured his supporters before the debate not to worry, she doesn't mean a word of it.
I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
In other words, my fellow commies, have no fear. She's lying through her teeth only in order to win. She will deliver communism as originally promised once she's in office. Instructive that Bernie is acknowledging that if she were to campaign on her real agenda, she would lose. That's reassuring. It means the American people are not yet that far gone. The dirty Dems were up to all their usual tricks in the run-up. Assassination didn't work, so they resurrected the Russian collusion hoax. Attorney General Merrick Garland warned that the Russians were interfering again to tip the scales in favor of their preferred candidate. Garland is the one who set the Department of Justice onto traditional Catholics and mums and dads who objected to the evil agenda of woke school boards. Garland reeks of evil, and his voice drips it.
President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, including Sergei Kirinikov, directed Russian public relations companies to promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election. An internal planning document created by the Kremlin states that as a goal of the campaign is securing Russia's preferred outcome in the election.
Well, what you need to know is that Vladimir Putin's preferred outcome is for Commie Lala to win. So we must assume that the interference Merrick Garland is so concerned about is on behalf of Commie Lala. Why wouldn't it be? Putin wants a weak, sympathetic US president who will put up no resistance to him. But for Biden, Putin would not have invaded Ukraine. He would certainly never have done so with Trump in office, and he didn't. You don't have to take my word for it. Here is Putin himself, in Russian, saying that his preferred candidate was Biden, but since Biden dropped out, and since Biden endorsed Commie Lala, so too is he, Putin, endorsing Commie Lala, especially since her laugh is so infectious.
Я уже говорил, у нас, значит, фаворитом, если можно так сказать, был действующий президент господин Байден. Вот он, его сняли с гонки, но он рекомендовал всем своим, значит, сторонникам поддержать госпожу Харрис. Вот и мы тоже так сделаем, будем ее поддерживать. Это во-первых, а во-вторых...
Она... Раззавещали, значит, надо, да?
Вот. Во-вторых, она так выразительно и заразительно смеется, что это говорит о том, что у нее все хорошо.
On reflection, Putin is correct to say Commie Lala's laugh is infectious, like AIDS or the bubonic plague. Commie Lala also picked up endorsements from corrupt, quintessential deep statists Dick Cheney and daughter Liz, orchestrator of the January the 6th committee show trial. Yuck. Good for Trump, though, with enemies like that, who needs friends? But Commie didn't get an endorsement from lifelong Democrat stalwart, famed attorney Alan Dershowitz. He was so disgusted by the Democrats' capitulation to Hamas filth, screaming and rioting outside their national convention, including Joe Biden's claim that the filth had some good points, that he resigned from the party.
My old friend, President of the United States, who I like, I really like, you know, I've known Joe Biden since 1980. I worked with him on the Ted Kennedy's campaign, and he had the chutzpah to get up there and say that these people outside who were tearing down fences and demanding Hamas and
burning American and Israeli flags,
burning American
flags,
saying they have good points. they have good points. And this is after he says, I'm running for president because Donald Trump said about the people in Charlottesville, there are fine people on both sides. Well, he didn't say that. Let's be very clear about that. I have an op-ed in yesterday's Wall Street Journal that made that whole thing very clear. He never said that. What he said is he condemns the neo-Nazis. He condemns the people who said Jews will not replace us. He said there were fine people on both sides of the debate about whether to take down Robert E. Lee's statue. I know there are fine people on both sides of that debate because I'm on that side of that debate. I don't believe we should be destroying statues. I mean, there are reasonable alternatives, put them in a museum with an explanation. Okay. But there are fine people on both sides of the whole debate about what you do with historical monuments. But there were no fine people at the debate, at the standing outside of the convention center and screaming, Hamas will win, screaming, we are all Hamas, screaming, there was nothing wrong with October 7th. What's wrong with October 7th? Somebody said. No, there aren't fine people, and they don't make fine points. And so I was disgusted at the Democratic National Convention, absolutely disgusted.
We're speaking with Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Avi Dershowitz. So are you ready to leave the Democratic Party?
Democratic Party. I am no longer a Democrat. I am an independent. I'll decide who to vote for at the last minute based on totality of the circumstances. I want to see how they deal with Iran. I want to see how they deal if Iran attacks the United States. I want to encourage the current administration to support Israel. So I'm not revealing my vote until, you know, maybe November 1st. I hate to hear all the information, all the evidence, but I'm no longer a member of the Democratic Party.
As in Wendy.
Dershowitz was also disgusted by the antics of Judge Merchan during the hush money show trial of Orange. The corrupt and mercenary Merchan has now delayed sentencing of Orange till after the election. He's playing with fire. The whole case was a complete sham, a misdemeanor charge on which the statute of limitations had run out outside the jurisdiction of any local attorney, warped into 34 felony charges within the purview of Alvin Bragg, who has Trump derangement syndrome, dutifully assisted by mercenary Merchan, who also has Trump derangement syndrome. Dershowitz said in all his 60-plus years in the law, he has never seen such malpractice. Here's the Department of Justice Chief of Public Affairs for the Southern District of New York, someone who works directly with Alvin Bragg, caught by an undercover reporter for journalist Stephen Crowder, acknowledging that the case is a politically motivated perversion of justice.
You stacking charges and like rearranging things just to make it fit a case, make the case is nonsense. It's a perversion of justice.
To make him a convict, a convicted felon, it affects his candidacy if he's a convicted felon.
It's a travesty of justice, a mockery of justice.
Well, that was hard to hear, so let me quote Crowder's transcript on X. He, Alvin Bragg, was just stacking charges and rearranging things just to make it fit a case. I think the case is nonsense. It's a perversion of justice. It's a travesty of justice. It's a mockery of justice. The whole thing is disgusting. The dirty Dems are disgusting, period. After yesterday, all things being equal, we should be able to breathe more easily. It's inconceivable to me that an adenoidal airhead such as this could be elected president.
So I think you've heard tonight two very different visions for our country. One that is focused on the future and the other that is focused on the past and an attempt to take us backward. But we're not going back. And I do believe that the American people know we all have so much more in common than what separates us. And we can chart a new way forward. And a vision of that includes having a plan, understanding the aspirations, the dreams, the hopes, the ambition of the American people, which is why I intend to create an opportunity economy, investing in small businesses, in new families, in what we can do around protecting seniors, what we can do that is about giving hardworking folks a break and bringing down the cost of living. I believe in what we can do together. That is about sustaining America's standing in the world and ensuring that we have the respect that we so rightly deserve, including respecting our military and ensuring we have the most lethal fighting force in the world. I will be a president that will protect our fundamental rights and freedoms, including the right of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do. I'll tell you, I started my career as a prosecutor. I was a DA, I was an attorney general, a United States senator, and now vice president. I've only had one client, the people. And I'll tell you, as a prosecutor, I never asked a victim or a witness, are you a Republican or a Democrat? The only thing I ever asked them, are you okay? And that's the kind of president we need right now. Someone who cares about you and is not putting themselves first. I intend to be a president for all Americans and focus on what we can do over the next 10 and 20 years to build back up our country by investing right now in you, the American people.
Vice President Harris, thank you. President Trump?
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack, we're not going to take fossil fuel, we're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughed. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at all over the world. They don't understand what happened to us as a nation. We're not a leader. We don't have any idea what's going on. We have wars going on in the Middle East. We have wars going on with Russia and Ukraine. We're going to end up in a third world war, and it'll be a war like no other because of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
I did say, all things being equal, we should be able to breathe more easily. But all things are not equal. The system is rigged at every turn. This debate was 3-1. The Marxist media maggotry are in the tank with Commie Lala, just as they are here with Hard Labour, the Shoplifters Party, and Tipati Apartheid. They are saying their adenoidal airhead won. The so-called moderators let Commie Lala deliver her phony set pieces unchallenged. She repaired to a rehearsed piece from the get-go. When she was asked if Americans were better off than they were 4 years ago, she ignored the question completely, and there was no follow-up from the fake moderators. This debate was the second assassination attempt of this campaign. If Merchan doesn't sentence Orange to jail, which I'm sure is the plan, there will assuredly be yet another literal assassination attempt. The elites who choreographed the dirty Dems will stop at nothing. It is they who are not just a threat to democracy, but an existential threat to civilization. Every human worthy of the title, everywhere on the globe, who values civilization over woke fascist tyranny, must more than ever remain ready to fight, fight, fight. We'll be right back.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.